Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir, talking about the din of Shalom Darshan Brachas Pesach Shalosh Yom Pesach. Ha'yisod she'yatzal lanu me'alimud haya she'ish chalois. Ish status liyuchad, the special status on the 30 days before Pesach. 30 days before Pesach. Have a chalos of Erev Pesach. Since they have a chalos of Erev Pesach, Memela is a din to Shaul the Garish. That's their status. Their status is that these are days that are called Erev Pesach. And this is rooted in the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim and Avav. Shalom Darshan Brachas Pesachos Kodekodem HaPesach Shloshim Yom Shingam Leilam Rishtei Shabbosos. So we explain that it's a din, it's a chalois in this man. That this is called these 30 days before are called Erev Pesach. And now we are moving forward. Again, based on the Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Mo'orinenu, L'shmo L'zichro, Ta'avat Kol Nefesh, Reb Dovid Zetzal. אז יש לדון לפי זה במה שעריכו התוספות בבחורות בדף נ"ז עמוד ב' והמסחיל בפרוס לאחר שהוכיחו שם שהמניין היא עד ערב הפסח. Right, we know that half, it says 30 days, half of the 30 days before Pesach, this is the time that is called the Goren for Maaser Behema. This is the time where you have to take Maaser off your behemoths. So Tosis proves that the minyan is until Erev Pesach. In other words, these 15 days are counted from Erev Pesach, as the count ends Erev Pesach and not Pesach itself. So the 15 days end at Erev Pesach. And that's why the Gemara was told of this man b'Chavtes Adar and not b'Echad b'Nisan. Because Chavtes, if it was Echad b'Nisan, then the 15 days would end on Pesach itself. So it's told in Chavtes Adar, so the 15 days end on Erev Pesach. וכן מבואר במסכת ראש השנה בדף זין דמיפוריה דרשינן בלכות פסח, that from Purim you darshin hilchos Pesach. So you see that the Shloshim Yoim is with Yudalad Nisan, not with Tesvav. In other words, it starts on the 14th of Adar and it ends on the 14th of Nisan, not including the 15th of Nisan. ופשיטה לילה תוספות שם דהיינו משום שעיקר השלושים יום הם כלפי הקרבת הקורבן שהוא ביודלת בניסן. And it's Pashat Tosfos because the Iker 30 days is vis-a-vis the Hakrabas HaKarban. And when's the Hakrabas HaKarban? The Hakrabas HaKarban is on the 14th of Nisan. So therefore, you're dashing Hilchas Pesach 30 days before Hakrabas HaKarban. And therefore it's going to end on Erev Pesach, because that's when you're makriv the carbon. So if so, so again, so it's the 30 days, but not including the Yom Chag itself, only until Erev Chag. So then Tosfos asks, wait a second, if so, the Gabe Sukkis, there's no Korban in Erev Sukkis, so the Cheshbin should be from, we have to make a Cheshbin of the Goren, the 2 weeks of the Goren. So it should end on the Cheshbon should the 15 days should end on Tesvav Tishrei. You need to have 2 weeks. And the 2 weeks should end on the 15th of Tishrei because there's no carbon. By Pesach, it goes on the day of the carbon. In other words, the cheshbon of the 30 days before the Chag, it ends on Erev Chag because there's a carbon. It's Pasha to Tosfos that the reason it ends on Yud Dalet Nisan is because of the carbon. So if so, like Abay Sukkos, there is no carbon in Erev Sukkos. So the Cheshbon should be until Tesvav Tishrei. And that Tosfos asks from what we see in the Mishnah, according to Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon, we'll hold like Reb Shimon Gamliel, Meikar Hadin, the Goren, should be on the 1st of Tishrei. Meikar Hadin can't work out that way because the first day would be Yamtif. But like it says there in the Mishnah, that we have Shalaser B'Yamtif, and therefore they were makdim into the 29th of El. But it should really start on the first day of Tishrei. The 2 weeks, if you hold any 2 weeks, it should start on the first day of Tishrei. How can you say it should start on the first day of Tishrei? The first day of Tishrei, the 14 days are going to end in Erev Sukkos. It doesn't have to end in Erev Sukkos. If the whole word is the Korban, on Erev Pesach, that's why it ends Erev Pesach, the Cheshbon. But on Sukkos, there is no Korban. The Melech should end on the 15th. So really, when should it start? It should start on the second day of Nisan, not on the first. V'hare yudalad yom letetvav tishrei u'mishnayim betishrei v'lo be'echad bo. V'nitchaku b'ze harbe b'tosfot. Aval lefi dvareinu, hare b'lav achi. Ain inyan legoren de maaser behema im limud halachot be'erev ha'pesach o achag v'chulei. V'ikro klapei yisod adin shakol 30 yom elu erev chag mikru. What's our yisod? Our yisod is that the goren of maaser behema, that this is the time you have to take maaser behema, has nothing to do with learning the halachas on erev pesach, but it's rather klapei the yisod adin that all 30 days are called erev chag. In other words, not just one day before a Chag is Erev Chag, but rather 30 days before the Chag is called Erev Chag, and according to Shimon Gamliel, 2 weeks. V'lachein, le'olam havalei shloshim ad ha-tetvav, v'lo ima tetvav, shu Chag atzmo. You can't count the 15th. The 15th is the holiday itself. It has to go only until the 14th. Because it has a chalois, the 30 days of the 2 weeks have a chalois Erev Chag. So the Chag can't be Erev Chag by definition, right? So therefore the Gemara has a good geflect. The Gemara asks a good question. Shapir maksha Gemara de la Razu Lab Shimon Hablai la Asir Be'echot B'Tishrei Shubayz Shabbos is Kaidem. Hachag. Or the Mishnah, rather. So really, it should start on the first day of Tishrei. Because you need 14 days, you need 2 weeks. Because there are no, even though there are no Karbanos in Erev Sukkos, but it still has to end in Erev Sukkos. Because the 2 weeks end. The 2 weeks have to end in Erev Chag. Because that's the time of Erev Yomtiv. So therefore, in theory, it should start on Rosh Hashanah. And then end on the 14th of Tishrei. That's this managore. But it's not because, and by Pesach, it ends on Yudalid Erev Pesach, not on the carbon. Not because the last day is Hakrabas HaKarbon. That's why you're already darshining from Purim. No, because the 30 days before are considered Erev Chag. So it can end on Tesvav because that's already Chag. It has to be a Chalos of Erev Chag in the 30 days of the Chalos Erev Chag, which of course are concluded on Erev Chag and Yudalid. So that answers Tosis Kasha B'Siyata Dishmaya. And with this, we can answer the Kasha B'Siyata Dishmaya of the Turei Evan. B'Megillah Daf Lamed Omer Aleph. B'Mashinit Kasha Turei Evan. B'Megillah Daf Lamed Omer Aleph. D'Mitzad Echad Chazinan B'Divrei Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. Sh'Shtei Shabbatot Hem Im Yom HaMaaseh Shel Hakrabat HaPesach B'Yudalet. Dimine hu dialif Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel shtei Shabbatot Mirosh Chodesh ad Hakrava. Umitzad Sheni b'divrei Rabban and the Alfin and Lamed Yom Esaras Pesach Sheni b'Yudal and Nisan. Hare Yom Hamais ad Yudal b'Yir Einu b'Chlal. Vim Loiken Hare Lamed Aleph Yom Havu. Says the Turei Evan, wait a second. We see in Rosh Shimon Gamliel that the 2 weeks are with the Yom Hamais of Akrabas HaPesach and Yudalit. So he learns that 2 weeks before Pesach, it starts on Rosh Chodesh. And that includes the Yudalit, that includes the day of the Hakrovah. Tacheni, the rabbis require 30 days. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu stood and warned the Jewish people on Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So, in other words, in Yudalit Nisan, he warned them on Pesach Sheni. So the Yudalit Be'er isn't included. It ends the day before Yudalit, otherwise it's 31 days. As Elom Stader, Shalafi Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Yom HaMais is included in the Cheshbon. The 2 weeks before that you have to Darshan is included. The day of the Harkav Raks Harkavan is included in that, those 2 weeks. Mitzat Sheni, Fid Rabbanon, the 30 days before Moshe Rabbeinu was standing in warning to Saint Bring Kesach Sheni, doesn't include the Yom HaKarovah. אז כיצד זה מסתדר? וכן נתקשה שם על המבואר בסוגיה שם, שלפי רב, אם חל ראש חודש אייה אדר, בערב שבת, if ראש חודש אדר, חל in ערב שבת, so you read פרשת שקולים before, you don't read it. You read it the previous week. Because otherwise, בצרי להו שולחנות, you're not going to have enough time to go to the money changers. You're not going to have the 2 full weeks to go to the money changers to get your chatzim, to get your machtes a shekel. So therefore, in order to make sure that you have the full 2 weeks, so if Shchodesh Adar is a Chalios b'Shabbos, you read the previous Shabbos. And you're makdim the previous Shabbos to reach Shkolim. Otherwise, you're not going to have enough days. You're not going to have the full 2 weeks. But wait a second. Gami Shabbat she'achrei Rosh Chodesh u'sheni ba'adar yeshnam yudalad yom im yom ha'maisa ve'echen batzul shulchanot. What's the problem? What's the problem? Even if you read the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh, from the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh, it's the second of Adar, so you're still going to have 14 days with the Yom HaMaisa. V'heichan batzu lehu shulchanos. So why are you lacking shulchanos? Why are you lacking days? Because when are there shulchanos? Shulchanos are there you have to be makdim 2 weeks before the money changers sit. And the money changers start sitting on the 15th. So from 2 to 15 is 14 days. So it includes the Yom HaMaaseh. So what's the problem? For Shchodesh is Chal on the 2nd of Adar, so you can read it on the 2nd of Adar, and you still have your 2 weeks. So on one hand, we see that the 2 weeks is with the Yom HaMaisa, because it's Rosh Shimon Gamliel, because you read, the 2 weeks of Darshaning Hilchos Pesach starts on Rosh Chodesh. So that includes the day of Akrabas HaPesach. Mitzad Sheni, the rabbis have it that 30 days before doesn't include the Yom HaMaisa. Doesn't end on Yud Dalet Iyar, isn't Bichlal. Yom HaMaisa Akrabas HaPesach isn't Bichlal. So is the Yom HaMaisa Bichlal, is the Yom HaMaisa not included in the Cheshbon? And then by the Shulchanos, we say that when's the Yom HaMaisa of the Shulchanos? The 15th. So if you want to include Yom HaMaisa, like Rav Shimon Gamliel does, he includes Yom HaMaisa B'Korbas HaPesach on Yudalid, then why, if Rosh Chodesh Yi Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, are you makdim to read Parsha Shkalim? Because otherwise, Batzul Yom Shulchanos, you're not going to have it for 14 days. You will, from 2 to 15 is 14 days. So it must be it's without the Yom HaMaisa. Without the Yom HaMaisa, doesn't Shimon Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Atur Evin Marich Bezeh Arbeh, וכבר העיר עליו ורשש בבחורות מזיין עמוד ב' שכבר העירו בזה התוספות בדברי בשום גמליאל כי רואים בשום גמליאל שהוא עם יום המעשה ולא כן לרבנן as we already noted according to בשום גמליאל the חשבן includes the יום המעשה the rabbi say it doesn't אבל לפי דברינו הנידון אינו עם יום המעשה ישנו בכלל עולם זה לא הנידון the issue is not is the יום המעשה included or is the יום המעשה not included אלא הנידון הוא מהו הזמן שערבו הוא למד יום או בית שבתות. What's that time that it's ערב is 30 days before or 2 weeks before? So Pesach Rishon, which Rosh Hashanah Gamliel learns from, even the Korbas HaKorban on Yudalid, but it's Mechayiv is Tesvav. And Tesvav is Mechayiv Yudashech before Yudalid, but then Yudalid. And the reason you're shechting on the Yudalit is because it's Erev Tesvav. And therefore, the whole Cheshbon is going to end on Yudalit. Even though it's the Yom HaMais of the Karban, but it's going to end Yudalit because that's all considered Erev Chag. Those are the 2 weeks. That's why Rav Shimon Gamliel holds the 2 weeks begin on Rosh Chodesh. Because it goes up till Yudalit, that's 14 days. But Pesach Sheni, Tesvav, is not considered a Chag. The whole thing of Pesach Sheni is that you're Makriv and Yudalit. So you need 30 days before. So the time starts Yudalit Nisan. Time starts on Yudalit Nisan. Because Tesvav is in the Chag. The din is that you're makriv on Yudalit, and you need 30 days before Yudalit. It has to be Erev Yudalit. What's considered Erev Yudalit? 30 days before Yudalit. And therefore, that's going to be Pesach, that's going to be Yudalit Nisan. So the issue is not Yom HaMaisa, not Yom HaMaisa. The issue is when's the Erev? Erev what? So if we're talking about Erev Pesach, so that's Rosh Chodesh, just 2 weeks before Erev Pesach, including Erev Pesach. Talk about Pesach Sheni, 30 days before, I start the day before Pesach Sheni. Cheshbon ends the day before Pesach Sheni. Because you need 30 days, Erev Pesach Sheni. And you need 2 weeks before the money changers are sitting. So what are the 2 weeks before the money changers are sitting? It needs to end on Yudalit. Tesvav isn't included because in Tesvav they're already sitting. So you need that extra day. Can't say it starts on days because the money changer starts sitting Tesvav. So it needs to be 14 days of Erev Tesvav. So it starts the day before and Yudalit. The Cheshbon ends Yudalit. not Teslav. But if you read on Beis, then Batsu L'Shulchanos, you don't have enough days until the money changers sit. וראיה גדולה יש להביא לזה מהסלקא דאיתך בגמרא, בפסחים בדף ו עמוד ב', שמקור דינו של רב שמעון גם גמליאל הוא ממה שמשה עומד בראש חודש ומזהיר על הפסח, שנאמר החודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים. כי דברו על כל עדת ישראל אמור בעשור לחודש ויקחו להם. So what's the mockery? You need 2 weeks. Moshe Rabbeinu is standing in Rosh Chodesh, and he's warning the Jewish people to bring the Korban Pesach. So l'chora, what's pshat? What's pshat, Mary Rabbi say? When did they take the Korban Pesach? On the 10th. So it was 10 days before, not 2 weeks before. 10 days before. So why are you telling me that it's 2 weeks? Ubemet. ברן ברבנו דוד בסוגיה שלנו ובתשובס של המערשם בחלק א' בסימן קופיין א', הם הביאו שהקשו כן המפורשים. הבעל כורחנו מבואר כנר שאין נידון על המייס על הזמן שבית שבתות אין ערב דידי. It's not on the mais is on יוד. So the whole nidon is what's 2 weeks before what's called ערב. Have to warn about the Pesach, Erev Pesach. What's considered Erev Pesach? The 14 days before from Rosh Chodesh. But it's a lokashul to the Yom HaMaisa, not Yom HaMaisa. Because the Yom HaMaisa is on the 10th. Rosh Chodesh is in 2 weeks before. So therefore the Zman is from the 15th, and you have to have 2 weeks that are called Erev the 15th. מוריי ורבותיי, יש עוד הרבה הרבה מה לדבר בענייננו, והדברים כבר העירו באור יקרות ברוך השם. ובעזרת השם, אנחנו נמשיך הלאה בלי נדר, בשיעור הבא בנושא הזה, ואני מקווה להמשיך לראות נפלאות מתורת השם יתברך. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום שלום.